Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June the 21st, 1720, an act was passed in Barbados to ascertain and fix the bounds of the several parishes in this island. Under the terms of the Act, all members of the Council and General Assembly in the island were appointed as commissioners for the parishes in which they resided in order to determine and to fix the various parish boundaries. The commissioners for any given parish were required to give 3 days' notice to the commissioners in the neighbouring parishes of their intention to determine the parish boundaries. On the designated day, the commissioners from all the neighbouring parishes would meet to decide the parish boundaries between them. Once the parish lines had been agreed, a surveyor named William Mayo was directed to lay out the agreed parish boundaries, place public marks so that the same shall be publicly known, and to draw up a map of the boundaries to be lodged permanently with the island's colonial administration. The Act declared that the parish boundaries once determined shall be deemed, construed, and taken for the true and real bounds, and shall so remain unchangeably and unalterably. William Mayo had been born in England in 1684. In 1709, he and his brother Joseph moved to Barbados. Mayo established himself as a surveyor and married the daughter of a Bridgetown merchant. The governor was so impressed by Mayo's map that he persuaded the English Board of Trade to purchase it and to grant Mayo a patent, enabling him to sell his map on a commission basis. The map also gained him election to the Royal Society of London. Thereafter, Mayo moved to Virginia, where he would go on to complete the first survey of the Virginia-North Carolina boundary. Mayo's map of 1720 was the first large-scale survey of Barbados. As well as designating the 11 parishes, which was important for legal and administrative purposes, the map included churches, fortifications, plantations with the names of their owners, and mills. An illustration on the map shows a surveyor, presumably Mayo himself, standing near a windmill and looking through an instrument. Two slaves attend him, one carrying equipment and the other operating a distance measuring wheel. Mayo's map, as proposed by the Act passed on this day in 1720, created the boundaries of the parishes as we know them today, and it remained the standard map of Barbados until a survey was completed by the Admiralty in 1873.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.